You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. On this episode of AW360, we're thrilled to welcome Jennifer Jasnok, Head of Home Entertainment Marketing at Sony Electronics. Jennifer discusses the enduring magic of the Sony Electronics brand, their recent relaunch of the Bravia TV line, how they're working with influencers in the social space, and much more. We hope you enjoy this episode. Jennifer, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about your role at Sony.
Yes, I'd love to. So my role at Sony, I oversee the marketing communications for our home entertainment product categories. So everything that is in your home theater at home, your TVs, soundbars, projectors, and our MarCom team really oversees everything from our go-to-market plans with our launch strategy across and defining our strategy across all of our marketing touch points.
Amazing. Well, Sony has a long history of innovation. And truth be told, I'm a big fan of a lot of things Sony has created over the years and continues to create. But that innovation streak doesn't show any sign of letting up. What is at the heart of that innovation? And how is Sony different from other brands?
Yeah, I think for Sony, when we look at our purpose as a company, it's to fill the world with emotion through the power of creativity and technology. And this is something we really live by. Our core philosophy is Kondo, which is a Japanese word that actually doesn't have a translation to English, but it's really that emotional connection, that aha moment that people get when they experience a product or have that specific feeling when they're listening to music, watching content. And so I think with Sony, we really live and breathe by those philosophies, and we're always pushing the boundaries on innovation and looking for ways to improve the consumer experience.
When I think of the things that I've seen Sony bring to market first, I think of, you know, the first OLED screen in my mind was a Sony screen. I remember the first little home robot I ever saw was a Sony robot. There's so many of these things, the Walkman, the CD Walkman, there's so many things. Are there other ways that Sony separates itself from other brands? I mean, you're first to market, but there's this quality to all of these different products and all these different experiences with those products that you don't see elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that really goes by when we are engineers and really building in, you touched on it, quality. And I think bringing a premium product to the market and as we said, pushing the boundaries for innovation, I think what helps set Sony apart that's different from our competitors and different from other companies is our unique positioning within the technology and entertainment space. So Sony is one of the only brands that creates what we call our lens to living room story. So we have the cameras that shoot the movies at Sony Pictures. We have master monitors to do the editing and bringing that all the way to consumers' homes. So having those products, those premium products that help create this content and this emotional connection with consumers all the way from the start, the development, bringing it through to consumers' homes is, I think, something really unique to Sony and something that we really lean on for our marketing strategy as well.
Obviously, Sony has a lot of different business entities. You have Sony Music, Sony Pictures, PlayStation, and many, many more. How do you, on the home entertainment side, work with all of those? And what sort of challenges and opportunities does such a diverse portfolio of offerings present?
For us, partnerships and collaborations are something we value, and then especially with our sister company. So as I mentioned, Sony is unique in our positioning with different areas in the entertainment industry. And so leaning on those as far as ways to collaborate, looking at partnering with Sony Music for some of our product launches. Sony Pictures was a big part of our Bravia relaunch this year. PlayStation, we ran partner campaigns with them. And so there's a lot of ways and a lot of opportunities that we can tap into the specific consumers' interests of music, movies, gaming, technology. And so I think Sony is able to do that. And that's definitely something that we have that advantage of. And then challenges are, is we are a big company. All the sister companies also have their own individual goals that they're trying to work towards. And so being able to find where it makes sense to collaborate with our sister companies and how can we maximize our goals and drive towards those, aligning those goals with our audiences. And so working together and finding those right moments to work together where it makes sense to collaborate.
Well, let's dive into that Bravia rebrand and launch. How did that go? I mean, that's got to be a challenge because Bravia has always been, this is the display you want. When I walk into like a big box store and they have that wall of televisions, there's always that one that you're looking at and you're going, well, that one has the best picture by a mile. You know, it's obvious when you're 50 feet away and you get up close to it and hey, surprise, not surprised at all. It's a Bravia. How do you position that in a new way beyond just going, yeah, you know, it's the best display there is. You know, I mean, there's really only so many things you could do. How do you tackle that?
Yeah, I think a couple things. So with Bravia, as you mentioned, it is a known brand. It's got, is associated with premium products. What we wanted to do is making sure that the younger generations also are aware of the premium of our brand and what we have to offer. And so this year, when we relaunched Bravia into the market, it's something that we hadn't been pushing in our marketing in past years. We brought in other product categories. So not only TV, but our home audio, our sound bars, our projectors that we just launched in September. And so with the goal is really to create the ultimate cinematic home theater for consumers. And so with this launch, what we wanted to do is go back to what is the core of Sony and how, what sets us apart. So this leans into our Lens to Living Room story. We did a launch event with press and tech creators at our Sony Pictures lot. So really giving them a behind the scenes look at the breadth of Sony's impact and innovation within the entertainment industry. We held our global press conference there. But I think what also we did is we brought in cinematographers and known people from the entertainment space to really have their experience with the Bravia products and give that third party recognition of what our products can do and the bringing their visions to life. And so I think just being able to demonstrate to the attendees of this event what Sony can do, how we're part of the process of creating these films and the behind the scenes look, I think really helped tell a holistic story of what we can do as Sony. And what we saw was great results. We saw an increase in our brand lift for Bravia, increase in Google searches. And then one of our big focuses with our rebrand is bringing in other product categories. So our home audio products, our soundbars, and really connecting our soundbars and TVs and having that be a full story. We saw over 400% increase in PR coverage from including TVs and soundbars within our coverage that we saw from the launch.
And when it comes to working with creators, how did that go? I mean, can you cite some examples of work with creators that you thought were particularly effective beyond the Bravia launch?
For us, it's really telling the authentic story. So what can we lean into from creators? How can we work with creators? So working with creators, we also saw a series of videos with DPs, so directors of photography, working with them and their experience of using Sony and allowing them to tell their story and having those cuts of those videos that we're able to use across different marketing touch points was able to bring that message to consumers, allowing us to build trust and connection with them and really strengthens our story. From that, we saw higher completed video views, higher average watch time. So really we're seeing consumers engage with this type of content to get them feeling kind of that emotional connection and a deeper understanding of how Sony's impacting entertainment.
You had mentioned trying to get young people more aware of the Bravia brand and what Sony has to offer. One of the things that we hear a lot, especially in the advertising space, is that younger people are quite content to sit around and watch programming on their phones. Do you feel that there's a challenge there for Sony as a well-known brand in the television space, the larger screen space, to not only reach them, but to convince them that, hey, watching a movie on your phone kind of sucks? I mean, and this is just my own personal point of view. I really don't like it if I can avoid it. But has that been a challenge at all?
Yeah, I think a couple ways. It's definitely a challenge. I think it's something from younger consumers watching on their phones and then also having a shorter ability to grab their attention. So making sure that the content is relevant, engaging, and in the right place. And so what we've seen a lot is opportunity to run advertising on phones, but then also run it on connected TV. And so trying to bring people to the bigger screen, but also trying to tell a story. We've seen an increase in just overall the market showing an increase in larger screen sizes. So we are seeing that trend, and we are seeing some of the younger audiences start to purchase bigger screen sizes and cut content consumption going up. So I think trying to shift and go back towards partnering with streaming services, knowing that people are leaning into some of those IPs from the streaming services and bringing that back into watching it in your living room, whether you're watching it with friends or you're watching with family movie night. And so kind of leaning into some of the marketing that taps into family movie night, date night, and giving some of those scenarios to consumers.
Are there product categories that you're working with recently, Bravia aside, that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, so we've worked a lot closer with our digital imaging team. So from a camera side, we've partnered with some upcoming filmmakers and had them tell their story. And so how they're using our TVs to edit. We've had some amazing content just because their creativity is outstanding. And so being able to see the content they're creating of giving them a TV and letting them do whatever they want of however they envision kind of that editing process come to life. And we've seen really great engagement from the videos that they've put out.
I always like to end these on something of a crystal ball question. And there's no points if you get it right. You're not docked anything if you get it wrong. What do you see in the coming 5 years as being the largest challenges or opportunities or both as you look ahead down the road?
I think the challenges is the TV market keeps going bigger and bigger. So at some point, you know, how big can we get into living rooms? This year, 98 inch was huge. We'll continue to see that be a big space in TV. And one of the challenges is getting that TV into consumers' homes, actually a physical challenge of delivering that product to TVs. And so I think, you know, looking at what point do we kind of have a cap? You know, is there a cap? And what does that consumer experience look like in their living room a few years from now as people have higher demands for larger and larger screens?
Yeah, I was just thinking of my own front door. I'm not exactly sure if that's going to happen. As much as I'd love a 98-inch display in my living room.
Yes, we just created a sizzle reel and we shared it with our internal employees and we'll be sharing it out soon. But it just shows people getting a 98-inch delivered on a FedEx truck, trying to get it in their room. And so making a little comedy out of people trying to bring in the large screen. But it's definitely happening and we're seeing the market shift that way.
Amazing. Well, I would like to point out before we leave that I am actually sporting a pair of Sony MDR7506 headphones to record this podcast, the gold standard of podcaster headphones. You're not a real podcaster unless you're using the 7506s. I've been using them religiously since I started. I don't go anywhere without them. Jennifer, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today. This is fantastic. And I'm very excited to see what Sony does in the future. I'm obviously a big fan and I can't wait to see what else is coming down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.